turn my music high, 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 high.
You don't know what you're doing.
Sure I do. I'm from the streets where the hood swallow on me. Bullets are follow on me. There's so much coke that you can run the slalom.
Oh man, that is a good track. I thoroughly enjoyed this song. It always gets me a little fired up. So I thought I'd play it for you and kind of restart this Navigating with Zaki Ahmed intro episode with it. Get me a little fired up too. It kind of gets my energy and my bubbles going. My bubbles going? What kind of bubbles do I get going? Anyways, I guess it gets me going. I gotta talk about soul bones later. I feel like I can feel it in my soul bones. Maybe I'll talk about that later. But if you can't tell, I'm a little nervous. This is the second podcast episode that I'm recording. And when I listened to the first one, I hadn't quite come up with the title. I was still kind of figuring things out. And I listened back to the audio a couple times, and I really wasn't happy with it. I feel like, you know, if I could button my buttons all the way to the top and tighten the tie and have 30 buttons on my blazer done up to the top, that's kind of what I sounded like. I was really formal, and, I guess I was nervous. I didn't really want to even admit it because it started to make some videos and stuff for my Instagram and YouTube channels, and I kind of felt like I was a little more comfortable with making videos. So what is audio? I don't have to worry about doing my hair or shaving and looking nice and what the backdrop is and all that kind of stuff. So I thought it would just come naturally, but alas, it did not. So I thought I would try it again, and today I still had to force myself to get out and do this. I still had to get myself, I don't know, I guess I procrastinated a little bit, even in the moment. I sat for like a good 10, 15 minutes, like staring at my phone and messing around with stuff before I finally hit the record button. So bear with me. Thank you for bearing with me, though. Welcome to Navigating with Zaki Ahmed. Zaki Ahmed, if you prefer, or Zaki, if that's what you're into. One of the things I did in the first episode was talk about the pronunciation of my name, and I was kind of like, why the hell did I, what's the big deal? I was trying to introduce myself. And what do you do when you introduce yourself? You talk about your name. And when somebody says, where are you from? You talk about what city you're from and who your parents are, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, I called this podcast Navigating because I kind of feel like, well, what else are we doing? What else am I doing, really? Just kind of navigate the waters, trying to figure it out. There's a lot of answers that I have come up with recently and a lot of questions that I've come up with recently. When I say recently, generally it refers to the time period since I left my job, which was early 2018. I am an engineer by training, by education, mechanical engineer, worked in oil and gas for just about 10 years. And last year I pulled the plug. I just kind of had enough and I said, you know, this just isn't working for me. I'm not myself. I was not happy. And the money just wasn't worth it. So one day I just put in my notice. And I had no plan. I had no job. I just left. And I said, I'll figure it out. Because you know what? I'm betting on myself. And that sounds well and good. But when you don't have a plan, hell, you don't have a plan. And a lot of people have patted me on the back and said it was really courageous what I did and all that shit. But one thing I learned is that it takes a certain personality type to do that. And I didn't even realize I was the type of personality that I needed to be, that being like a riskier person and enjoying risk. So that's kind of something I've learned about myself over the last little while, is I don't mind jumping off the ledge. It's It's just how the world views it when you do. It's how your family views it. It's how your community does. It's how it impacts your situation, your surroundings, obviously. So I tend to think about all that stuff more than I do about just doing what I want and need to do for, you know, who I am. And without getting too philosophical on you, doing what I need to do for my soul and for my heart, for my mental health. It's a very difficult thing to do, but the reason I went through all that was because this podcast is kind of part of it. I've been meaning to do this for months, and if you listen to the first intro episode, you already heard me say this, but I'll say it again because I'm really going to pump this intro up because I already feel better about it. I already feel a little more energy. I feel a little more at ease. Stretch my legs out a little bit here. Yeah, this podcast, it's just kind of been something I've wanted to do. I started kind of my social media, that's a thing, right? I guess it is now. Primarily with Instagram. It's where the world is right now. I had Facebook years ago, but I haven't used it, and I deactivated it for a while and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not a huge Facebook person. Instagram's where you find me, primarily at, Zaki Ahmed, Zakkeeahmad. I guess I have to say things now because it's a podcast, but, it's not written. Anyways, Instagram, and I'm on Twitter. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Medium. That's not really a huge presence just yet. And Snapchat and LinkedIn. I guess I've kind of been wanting to do this podcast because it's so much simpler. And I realized that, you know what, I have a lot to say, for one. And I didn't know what to do with my opinions. And I was trying to put them on Instagram and all that kind of stuff. The idea with all the social media stuff anyways is that you document, and that's what I'm trying to do, is that I document not only my opinions on things, but just, not only who I am as a person, but like my opinions as well, and create basically a portfolio. And the way that I kind of think about it is, if you want your dream job, like, what are you doing to get your dream job? What are you trying to do to get to where you're going? And some of my childhood dreams, and I still think about my dream job today, it's talking to people, and it's being in front of people. It's being on stage. I would love to get paid to be on stage and talk. And if that, I mean, obviously that means I have something to say. I don't know if I really have much to say, but apparently nobody really does, and everybody does. So here's the advice that I've heard. Just document. Just write your own shit down. My dream job, if I could inspire people with it and make them laugh, I would be beyond happy. That wouldn't be a job for me. That would be a dream life, a dream lifestyle. Not to mention, if I could make some handsome moolah doing it, that would also be quite nice. And yes, handsome, like, I'll let you define that how you please, but I have my thoughts of what handsome moolah is, so maybe a topic for another day. But anyways, going back to the concept of just documentation, that's why I intend to just talk about what the hell I want to talk about and share my perspectives and opinions on whatever the hell I want to. And in a podcast format, you don't have to go through videos and try to find, you know, content by watching videos. You just scroll through the list, and whenever I write the letters NFL, you know what I'm talking about. When I write Jay-Z something, you know what I'm talking about. And when I write business idea, you know what I'm talking about. So I hope that you tune in and pick and choose what you want. Join me, comment, rate. I'm not even sure how that works for all the different platforms, but whatever platform you're on, shoot me a note, leave me a comment, leave me a rating, let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your thoughts, obviously, especially if I ask some questions and things like that, but I realize that this is kind of a one-way street here, so thank you for your ears and for your time. What was I going to say? Well, there was something else, but anyways, along with this podcast, I will tell you up front, I plan to do very little cutting and editing and all that kind of stuff. I know that this is not, you know, going to be a source of income for me just yet. And, you know, life is busy for everyone, so I'm not trying to make a thing out of this, but try to save myself some time and just do it. Just get it up. Just record what I can. Let it be what it is. Publish it, post it, and go from there, because I'm a perfectionist for sure. And it's something that has held me back big time in the past. So here's something that I'm doing to just try to do it and get it out there, get it up. Wow, looking down, it's already been 11 minutes. And you know what? I have enjoyed every second of this, because whenever I make videos, I always kind of feel myself limiting what I'm saying because the videos get too long and nobody wants to watch videos that long. But it's kind of nice. I feel like I can stretch my legs a little bit here. I also literally just stretched my legs out. I'm in my car this time. I can't remember if I said that earlier, but much like more comfortable setting. So I wonder if I'll be able, I'm sure I'll be able to tell the difference in my own voice of comfort level, but hey, this is going pretty well. I'm kind of enjoying myself for all the nervousness that I had at the beginning. Hey, special shout out to Anchor. I'm on Anchor Podcast. They made it a lot easier for me to just do this. Progress over perfection sort of thing. The first time I Googled starting your own podcast, it was like, make sure you have the proper equipment and make sure you get levels and cutting and editing this and make sure you apply this. And everybody wants to be on Apple, but they can't be. And guess what, guys? I'm already on Apple, even as I record this episode. So thank you, Anchor. You've made this wonderfully easy and simple. It's awesome. What else was I going to talk about? I did write a few notes. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else there is. I'm just going to talk about what I want to talk about coming up. I love talking about the human aspects of business and sports. That's kind of how I've described it. I was listening to Annie Duke on a podcast, and she was talking about life as a poker game. It is not a chess match, because in chess, you cannot account for the human aspects of things, but in poker you have to, and that's just like life. There's no real, you know, black and white or anything like that. There's human nature at play, and you could never really estimate or predict. So I really appreciated that, and that's something I find really interesting. So you know, tune back in, and if you enjoy that stuff, I'm sure we'll have a great time. I do hope to have some guests on here once in a while, bring some value from others and bring some other perspectives. I love, you know, having coffees with people and hearing their perspectives and insights. I found, you know, I've had some really good conversations with people over the last year plus, and before that, but you know, it's something that's kind of come to the forefront for me recently. So I hope to bring some of that as well. And yeah, I'm through my notes here, but honestly, and I wrote this word for word, I'll read this. Honestly, don't know what my objectives really are. I'm just going to be me and see where me takes me. And if you join me for the ride, I thank you very much for your time. So thank you. On to the contextual series, because just like this intro, to give you a little bit of context on who I am, I'm now going to go through and pick out some of my favorite topics and give you a little context on why I talk about those topics, why they are my favorite topics, why I'm passionate about them, what I enjoy about them, etc. It's called the Contextuals series. So on to that, make sure you tune in and give yourself some context on who I am before we keep going. Thanks again.